Here is the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Mike Babcock. Coach, before we get into Maple Leaf stuff, we just spent 25 minutes chatting with Bob Cole as he gets set to embark on his 50th...
What a good man, eh?
Oh, 50th season behind the microphone. Tell me, are you? I mean, growing up in Saskatchewan, like, you know, me growing up in Toronto and John on the West Coast, we all have memories of Bob Cole and what he's meant to us. And you've had a chance to, I'm sure, sit with him, talk to him before games, after, whatever. Tell me something about Bob Cole that we may not know. Something that about your relationship with him, if you will.
Well, I love the guy. He's unbelievable. His passion for his home, his passion for hockey, his ability to sell the game when he's on the air is second to none. I'm just a huge, huge fan. I think of these guys who love what they do and can do it for a long, long time, longer probably than I would ever want to, but do it with so much energy and passion. And just what they say is contagious. I think he's a spectacular gentleman, and sorry to hear he's only staying this last year, but obviously he's got other things to do.
But he's somebody every week, Mike, when he talked to you, you could trust him with your secrets, couldn't you?
Yeah, you know what I'd always do for him, I'd just walk in, I'd just hand him my lineup. Just give it to him. Like, why wouldn't I? He's just that kind of quality human being who really believed he had a job for the fans to explain the game in a way they could understand and do it with color and excitement, and he took his job very seriously. I love the fact that he never moved, always went home.
Yeah.
He's just a gentleman.
Well, and that couldn't, obviously, that wasn't easy. I mean, to live where he lives in Newfoundland and to venture every week out to some outpost and then go back home was not an easy routine, and especially, he's now 85 years old and still doing it, and not totally resigned to the fact, Mike, that this is probably the last year.
Well, I got to tell you this little story about Bob. So I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before. I go to phone Bob, and then I get the wrong Bob, and I phone him. And he answers out in Newfoundland. And when he answers, I know who it is right away. And I go, hey, Bob, I didn't mean to call you, but now that we're on the phone. So 20 minutes later, we got off. It was great. Unbelievable. what a guy. A lot of fun, to say the least.
Well, some tough decisions made by the organization. That there always are tough decisions. And even with a team that most people would have assessed is... didn't have a whole bunch of decisions to make. You did have a fair few. Your general manager was in here last week. We had a conversation with him. I asked him specifically, I said, you know, who's got the final say on this kind of stuff? And, you know, he gave me the committee line, and I assume it was. Were there tougher decisions than normal this year? I assume there were some that where you and Kyle disagreed. Yes, no?
No, I wouldn't say we disagreed. I would say there's tough decisions for sure, and I think the better the people, the harder the decision. And when you look at Mac, you look at C's, these are quality people. I'm happy for C's that he's been traded to Dallas. We'll have no opportunity. Being our seventh and eighth guy wasn't going to be something he would have cherished. Mac, I mean, got a beautiful family, two kids here in school. Makes it real hard for him. Mac was as good a backup as you could have in the National Hockey League last year and did a job for us. And saying all that, we have Sparks. He's American League Goalie of the Year. He was, you know, 6'3" and a half. He's a young athlete, won the Calder Cup. These are hard decisions, but you make a lot of them. It was interesting today. We put up those pictures. Eight guys have never been on an opening day roster, and I don't know how many total changes from last year's opening day, but 10 or 11 or something like that. That's a lot of changes.
Yeah.
How good can Igor Ozaganov be?
Yeah, good question. What I've been most impressed with, can you imagine not even being able to speak the language and being able to figure everything out? What I really like about him, his head's up all the time. He makes real good passes. We haven't seen the shot yet. He's got a cannon. He's got a real good stick defensively. He's still trying to get used to the pace. And what I mean by that, when you go from a big rink to a small rink, everyone thinks you need to be a better skater on a big rink. The game's slower on a big rink, then you can save your momentum. You can keep skating. You don't have to stop and start. In our game, it's on you so quick. So as he gets used to the pace, he'll become a better and better player. The other thing I like about him, don't mind cross-checking you. When he bumps into you, sometimes just fall down just because he's that big. And he's long. And to me, in our game, that really helps a defender. We're looking for a penalty killer with one crack in the wrist can clear 200. That's been an issue for us. He can do it.
How concerned are you during a game about Lost in Translation? Because let's be honest, his English isn't very good, and you can't expect Zaitsev to be around every time you want to talk to him.
You know, in the game, it's not an issue because it's the game, and if he knows the game, where it's the hardest for him is in practice. Is you're doing drills to simulate the game. His hockey sense, he has to do exactly what you tell him. So his hockey sense comes through in games, got real good hockey sense. So I'm not as concerned about that. It'll make it a lot easier for him. He's been away from his family, I don't know, for 6, 7, 8 weeks here now. The wife and the baby arrived here this week. I think that's real important for a guy, too. You got to have a whole life, I really believe, especially in Toronto. You got to be able to get away from the game. And these guys that are trying out for your team, you know, I don't care what anyone says. Camps goes on and on and on and on. They're just hoping to be there. And now he can not relax, but he can take a breath and get ready for the next push.
With the head coach of the Maple Leafs, Mike Babcock, it's probably the wrong question to ask, but I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it. But how do you – is there one guy that
– Why don't you just
– is there one guy that just surprised you at camp this year?
I'm trying to go through all that. No, not really. You know, I was happy with the work of Jimmy Pelosito and our free agents. I thought that was fantastic. Anytime you can get free players in today's National Hockey League, that's a home run. That was good. What we're seeing now is our players are good, and it makes it harder for the guys trying out. Makes it harder for the young guys who are on the Marlies to make the team. The bar is set differently, and so that makes it tougher. But what I would tell you is our guys went to work this summer. I've been impressed with them, whether it be with their skill coach, with their skating coach, with their training, so with their body. Guys look fit. Guys have worked hard. I've been impressed.
You've seen lots of Tavares from the opposite bench. What have you found out about him that maybe you didn't know?
Well, I knew a fair bit about John. I coached him twice. You know, I talked to him lots here this last time at the World Cup.
Yep.
What did I learn? I've learned more how much of a hockey junkie he is, how professional he is, how committed to his craft he is, how he understands the process. I think one of the, as talented as player he is, one of the greatest things he's bringing to our room is a guy who wants more, who's been through some struggles, who understands what it takes. I think Patty Marleau is the same way. Patty knows that the window is closing, and it's now time for him. And they bring a sense of urgency that a bunch of 20-year-olds don't have.
Is there a deference in the room to guys like Tavares and Marleau?
Well, there's no question about it. Haynes is good that way, too, is they just been around.
Yeah.
And they don't get caught up. They don't get caught up in all this extracurricular activity. They just worry about playing, and they go home and relax and enjoy their family, and then they come back and play again. I think it's a real good thing for our guys. The other thing is, when you look at our young guys that are here, one's playing with Marleau, and one's playing with Tavares. Like, those are good mentors for you. Those are good people. They love hockey. They love conditioning. They live good lives. Those are the kind of people you want.
On the strategy side, Mike, you have enjoyed Nazem Kadri's role as a center to match lines with the other team's best.
Yeah.
How do you manage Naz's time? Because I think he's been hugely valuable to you when you have Austin and John as the other centers. And if they all get 20 minutes, that's 60 minutes. Where I just don't know how everybody, all your centermen are going to get all the time they're going to be happy with.
Yeah, they're not all getting 20. So, you know, we talked about that as a group here today, is we believe we got more depth. We believe we can play shorter and faster, keep everyone fresher. That's going to be important. You know, I'm not too worried about what people think. I'm worried about winning. Lindholm has got a, or the GOAT, they got to do an excellent job in the faceoff circle, and they got to do a real good job on the penalty kill, get some minutes that way. When three of them go out on the power play together, me getting them back in the game quickly is going to be an important part of how I do my job. We got to keep our guys in rhythm, and so we got to do a better job than I did of that, especially my first time. The second time I was better. When you put it all together, these are real good problems to have, aren't they?
Oh, they're great problems to have.
But that's the best teams that you coach. Every guy would like more ice time, but every guy likes winning. And depth and internal battle is what allows you to win. And we're fortunate that we put ourselves in a position now to have a good 5-7 year run. You know, with our contracts, with the use of our players, with the setup we have, we really believe we got multiple opportunities at it. I think that's what you need to have success. I think, you know, when you look at Washington, they're living proof of it.
When was the last time you talked to William Nylander?
You know, what I did is I talked to the guys all summer. And then when this got kind of, how would I say, when it got like it wasn't just going to be done, I stopped talking because I didn't want him to feel like I was recruiting him, like I was pushing him. Not that we don't care. We wouldn't like to have him back. We'd like to have him back. But I think now this is between the manager and his representatives, and they'll get it done when it gets done.
One of the things, I don't know whether it's obvious to everybody, but the turnaround of this franchise just in the last 2 years is extraordinary. And there are people who believe that you have a shot at winning a Stanley Cup. In fact, at one point in time, you were the favorites in Las Vegas, which means nothing, but, and not to put any pressure on you, but are you surprised at how quickly this has come together? Because you have a team that can compete with anybody now.
Well, I like that you're thinking that we have a team that can compete. I agree with you. You know, the first year we took it south, and then since then we've been going straight north, which is real positive for us. Things have gone well. We won the lottery. Marner's turned into a real player. Gardner and Riley are real players. Lou got us a goalie. You go through the whole thing that Hyman is way better than you could have hoped. Brown is way better than you hoped. Naz has turned into a real good player. You go through it all, and then we've been able to add real good depth, and then we got free agents to come that people said they'd never come, and they come. And I think you'll end up seeing more over time. So to me, you're excited about the opportunity. Pressure is an interesting thing. Pressure simply means you have a chance, and I think you want to do everything with a chance. You go to Olympic Games, you have no pressure on you. That means you have no expectation for success. We all want expectations for success. You know, what I always tell people in this coaching business, pressure was when I couldn't feed my family. The rest of it's just been fun.
Well, I don't know whether there'll be pressure, but there'll be expectations. There are already. We thank you very much for your time, as always. We wish you a great season, and we'll start watching you on Wednesday night. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. You guys have a great day.